Thank you very much for attending this presentation, as I wasn't sure. Even some of my, couple of my friends who are supposed to be one of my co-contributors, she's theoretically here, but I can't see her for now. So I guess our open door policy kind of helped a little bit. Today I'll be presenting, I'm not a tall person, but for some reason this is really kind of low, so let's see if we can raise it. Can you hear me anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So my presentation is about local health department's involvement in electronic health records and syndromic surveillance systems. Now, local health, you know, understanding capacity of local health departments for these functions is very important, in that, you know, the true building blocks of the public health are local health departments. And so I'll give you a little bit of background about local health departments before I talk about these capacities. I do have, I have no relationship, no financial relationships to disclose, although my badge says that I plays well with others. And and I'm not going to interpret it, but the second liner is, I'm the man in the middle. So, all right. So I hope that I would not bore you too much. Before I go over, you know, the specifics of informatics capacity of local health departments, Valerie Rogers, my colleague, just walked in. She is she's the person who comes at the right time always. So we are just getting started, and she's one of the co-contributors for this presentation. So local health departments, I was saying that little bit of contextual information. How many people, I wonder how many people know truly, like, informal sense. So raise your hand if you have seen a formal definition of what a local health department is. Cool. Okay, so that means that I should give you a quick definition. Now, NHO has defined local health departments as an administrative or a service unit, of a local or state government concerned with health, and not just concerned, actually, and carrying out some responsibility for health of the jurisdiction that is smaller than the state. So again, it's an administrative or service unit of local or state government concerned with health and carrying out some responsibility for health of jurisdictions smaller than the state. So that is a local health department, because, you know, with ambiguity, then there is always, you know, how many there are, how many. And so based on who counts it, we would never know what's the number we are dealing with. By the way, how many people know what is the number of local health departments in the country in the last counting? And Tim, I told you, okay, now. They are definitely thousands. How many thousands? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Three-ish.
Bingo. So we always say, that's a good guess, you should be in Vegas. So, so you know, in last three, four years ago, we used to say, you know, all 3,000 local health departments in the country, but they keep changing. So in 2008, the count was at 2,794. 2010, mid-2010, like July of 2010, it was 2,565 local health departments, according to that, met this definition. Also, another contextual factor, and then I'll move on. There are many, many No, I was about to say many smaller local health departments and fewer larger local health departments, but what is small and large? So I'll give you the definition we use. So any local health department less than serving less than a jurisdiction of less than 50,000, we consider it like when we define as small, medium, large, that's a small. Large is 500,000 or more. So interestingly, there are 63%, so all local health, among all the local health departments, 63% of them are below serving a population of less than 50,000. But they only, so 63% smallest only serve collectively 11% of the population, and the largest 500,000 plus, which are few, 5% only, and they serve about 50% of the population, 49%. This is important to remember because I'm going to show you some statistics by size of the local health departments. So wanted to tell you where my information is coming from, because you know it all depends on source of the information, right? You know how credible some information is depends on the source. And so it comes from three sources for me, for us, for this presentation. And I would say, so if response rate is an indication of credibility, now all of these are scientific samples that are representative of all local health departments by population size, and we generally use 7 population categories to stratify our samples. So these are stratified sample in all cases, and the 2010 National Profile of Local Health Department Studies is one of our biggest study, mostly census design. Some questions are asked. There are basically modules for a sample. So high response rate, 85% response rate for the question that we are presenting on. There was a very recent survey when local health departments were fatigued. They did not want to play with us. So I don't blame them, because it takes time to fill surveys, right? And everybody want to ask questions, and everybody wants to do surveys. So response rate, 24%. We decided that it may not be representative, but it still tells you something. And also, this sample, since we draw our stratified random sample initially, a little bit weighted towards, like, with oversampling for larger local health departments. So now, this sample is like kind of biased towards larger local health departments. We did not apply the statistical weights to adjust for the oversampling, because we thought that, you know, with this smaller response rate, it would be an overkill to apply apply the statistical weight and say it's representative. So take it as it is. Finally, there is a LHD informatics capacity survey of 2010, and the response rate was decent, 43%. With that, let's talk about electronic health records use and health information exchange uses of local health department. So if you were to guess, what do you think would be, how many people how many local health departments are using electronic health departments? Is it above 50% or below 50%? Above 50%, how many people think more than 50% of the local health departments are using electronic health records? Tim is the only one who has a lot of faith in local health departments. Well, my friend, this is what it is. But they are good in, they are like well prepared in a lot of things, but use of electronic health records is as it shows. And so in a way you might be right, depending upon the definition. So planning to, so there are about 21% who are using, and there are about 17% who are planning to use, and about 27% who have investigated. That means if they have thought about it, explored a little bit. So that's where it is. But there are only 23% that did not do anything, like did not explore, did not plan about this, and they are not currently using it. Okay, so to give you an idea of how it varies by size of population, you see that larger local health departments are more likely to use. They have a higher percentage have implemented compared to the smaller. So medium size and larger size, they are about the same in terms of have implemented a system. But 31% compared to 19% and 12% are actually planning to do that. So larger local health departments have like a higher proportion has a plan to use it. I thought that some people would want to know this information by type of governance. Now, as you may know, many local health departments are governed locally, but there are several others. So a majority are locally governed, but some are centrally governed by the state. And there are some that are in a shared governance. So, you know, there are many governance functions, and so some functions are controlled by the state, others by a local body. So this is how it is for local governance. The highest percent, actually, now this is kind of deceptive. If we just look at the stack bars, it looks like shared is the winner, but shared is not absolutely the winner in this category. 22% have actually, it's like, you know, do you trust the one in hand or two in bush? I think that I would take this one as a main indicator. 22% of the locally governed health departments have implemented an EHR as opposed to 17% in the other two categories. Now to give you another flavor, and so this is, be mindful that this comes from our not that reliable source. Others were very reliable sources. 62% of the local health departments are currently able or planning to receive data from meaningful use certified electronic health record systems. Now, this is like, so not very reliable, but the water is kind of muddied in a way that we didn't say how many actually are able to currently, we said are planning to or receiving. So that information, 62% overall, and we see variation by size of local health department. And so again, now we switch on to percent of local health departments using health information exchanges. Now that is really small compared to the previous category. Health information exchange, not many local health departments are using. 8% are using and 6% are planning to use. Roughly half have no activity, and about 18% said that it's not applicable to the business they do. You know, remember that there are some local health departments that are very, very small. They are like a small local board of health, particularly Massachusetts, you know, a small geographic area with 350 plus local health departments. So every small town is a local health department. I have my own, like, you would have your own local health department. And there is a lot of talk about regionalization there. Well, maybe that's the model works for them. So for now, that's how it is. To show you some variation by size of local health department or size of the population served by the local health department, you see that greater proportion of larger local health departments have implemented a system, and a greater proportion compared to others plan to do so. And remember, I told you there are many, 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 many small local health departments and very, very few large. That helps here, because if you remembered, does anyone remember what was the overall percentage of people who plan to use, who are who have implemented? What was the overall for the red here? Health information. See, this is alertness check now. I think it was 8%. So remember the pie chart that I showed you, that showed what percentage of local health departments are using, or we use the word have implemented this particular technology, and that is HIE. Overall 8%, but when you look at the population, by population size, it's 12%, 8%, 6%. A statistician not knowing, you know, what the distribution would say, this doesn't add up. So that's why it does add up, because a lot of these, there are many in this population category and very few in this population category. All right, so again, type of governance. That 8% overall translates to 7% for state governed and 7% for locally governed. There are many, actually. So in the many category, locals. Local is the type of governance. And shared is like in a smaller categories, but 13% of those local health departments with shared governance. And we changed our open door policy, which is okay. Yep. So 13% of the local health department with shared governance are actually using HIEs. And I just paid attention to how many are there in this. So out of the 500 plus, there are I was just looking at overall distribution of, and so only 181 out of 2565 are in this category, shared. Very few. All right, so the question is, you know, what are some of the entities with which local health departments share their information through electronic exchange of data? Is anybody surprised to see state health department? Probably not. Actually, I was showing this to a colleague from UNCG, and she was saying, I thought it should be 100%. But, you know, not everything is like, no matter what, it's hard to get 100%. If you ask people, is it time of the day? There would be somebody who would say no, right? Obviously, for valid reasons. Okay, so, and who else? So, state health departments, other local health departments, then hospitals, labs, and RIOs and so forth. So this is the, you know, this is check all that apply kind of question. Therefore, and this comes from our informatics capacity survey, which was pretty good size and good response rate. Now, type of information exchange with the state health departments, all kind of information, including those local health departments that did exchange information, there were like 216. And 55% of them actually exchange information related to syndromic surveillance data. So that gives you an idea of involvement of local health departments in another way of looking at how involved they are in syndromic surveillance. Okay, so use of electronic syndromic surveillance system. I'm presenting data from two sources, so I was surprised to see that two data waves, or two survey waves, occurred roughly around, like, roughly 6 months apart, but the numbers are very close, so that speaks to the quality of the sampling and, you know, the methods we use. Now, percent of local health departments that use electronic syndromic surveillance system developed by LHDs or somebody else. Now, this is the most reliable source, right? This is the national profile of local health departments, 85% response rate, the really good one. So 56% said that all local health departments So 56% of our local health departments did use electronic syndromic surveillance system. And the variation, as usual, is smallest local health department. So this to me is very encouraging, by the way. It depends on how you look at the information, the glass half empty or half full. To me, this is really good. 49% of even the smallest local health departments using the system. I think that this is really a plus. That tells you about the capacity of local health departments to conduct these kind of, activities related to syndromic surveillance. So, percent of local health department using syndromic surveillance system by type of, like what type of activities they use the system for. Mostly to detect influenza-like illnesses, about 90%. Detect foodborne illnesses, determine magnitude of events, and so forth. So that gives you an idea. And since I'm under 5 minutes warning, I'll keep going. I'll cut on my humor or jokes or whatever, because I like to do that, but I guess won't be able to. Okay, so now this survey showed that what percent? About 52% of local health departments overall used electronic syndromic surveillance system. How does it compare with the other survey? What was the number there? Ooh. Cool. Yeah, it is. So very close and good memory there. From Houston, Texas, right? I'm in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I knew Houston people have good memory. So. Okay, so general informatics capacity, I'm just going to show you some just very general kind of capacity in terms of what are the barriers and so forth very quickly. So whenever there is an idea of intervention, you got to know who helps, how much control local health departments have over their own technology and and information systems. Now, just look at the red and the green. That says that individual local health departments control their systems, data management, software support, and software selection. So if I was a software vendor, this would be a good information to have. That 23%, only 23% have direct control, and 19% have some control through a central department. Others get, for others, the control is with the state agency and city, county agency, and so forth, or it's shared. Now, we asked in that survey, what are some of the barriers to informatics training, because training is having staff capacity to conduct these kind of operations and having staff capacity to do informatics activities is important. And I don't think there is anything groundbreaking here, but it's good to know. So time away. So the biggest barrier is time away from other duties, cost of training, distance to the training. So maybe that tells us something that, okay, when we are designing a training or somebody who's trying to build the capacity, they should pay attention to the type of the modes of training where these things are not affected, like webinars rather than a central. So what are some of the biggest barriers to implementing information systems? Insufficient funding again. No time or resources to divert from program activities, lack of project management staff, and so forth. So again, something that you would have expected. Okay, so I would conclude. I had a few more points which I would not go over, but I love this quote from one of our focus group participants. So what you enter today, you can see tomorrow. So all that information will be accessible to local health departments in real time. And that is one of the biggest bonuses of public health. So it's, local health departments realizing that if you don't play, if you are not part of the system, if you are not playing along, then you can't benefit. So on one hand, I said there is a survey burden, there are other, you know, competing priorities, but you know, if you don't, if you're not part of it, if you don't put this as a priority, then obviously you can't benefit from it as a local health department. So some of the things that, you know, some afterthoughts we had as a team, and Valerie was the lead contributor to these thoughts. So if there is something that you don't like, there she is in the corner. So we thought that, you know, LHDs are in a unique position to receive more robust data and information from clinical systems through electronic health records. And that is evident from the fact that we saw that 62% of all health departments are able to or planning to receive data from meaningful use certified electronic health record system. And so these meaningful use and many other developments around the informatics arena are actually a reason for local health departments. They incentivize local health departments to build this capacity, and for others who are concerned with public health to help them build the capacity. With that, I wanted to acknowledge that Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provided funds for the informatics capacity and meaningful use capacity surveys, one with the medium reliability and one with the kind of lower, those two. And Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and Center for Disease Control and Prevention provided funds for 2010 National Profile of Local Health Departments study. That was the 85% response rate study. And other members of the informatics team at NACHO contributed to the survey, to the studies at design stage and other, and I want to acknowledge them here.